Part 6, The Messicut Era. The period from 1976 to 1995 was first and foremost marked by a shift toward farm specialization and consolidation. Agricultural products go through an entire process to get from farm to table, and the cooperative ecosystem plays a major role in moving them through this process. The idea of farm machinery cooperatives, CUMA in French, already firmly entrenched in France, began to take root in Quebec in the early 1990s. Dairy cooperatives became increasingly important as milk, dairy products, and pork became more popular exports. Solio continued to experience steady growth by making several acquisitions, broadening its range of operations, and expanding beyond Quebec's borders into Ontario and the United States. But its ultimate goal remained unchanged: to give Quebec-based farmers control over their sources of supply and how their products are processed and brought to market. This era also saw the introduction of the North American Free Trade Agreement signed by Canada and the United States, which came into force on January 1, 1994, and aimed to address two challenges that the agricultural sector and other industries were grappling with: limited access to new markets and increasingly intense competition. We can't talk about this time in Solio's history without talking about Paul Messicut, who served as Solio's president and played a pivotal role in promoting cooperative education. Paul Messicut's involvement in cooperatives went way back, starting when he founded a student co-op during his studies at the agricultural school in Saint-Anne-de-la-Pocatière. After taking over the family farm in Champlain, in the Mauricie area of Quebec in 1966, he became a member of the Champlain Agricultural Cooperative Society, and in 1973, he joined Solio's board of directors, becoming president in 1992 and serving in this capacity for more than 10 years. During Messicut's tenure as president, Solio brought on a cooperative education coordinator, as Messicut knew that providing co-op education to younger generation of farmers was critical. Messicut was also involved in the establishment of the Fondation pour l'éducation à la coopération et à la mutualité, a non-profit foundation to support the Conseil québécois de la coopération et de la mutualité's educational mission. In 1991, the Solio headquarters are located at Marché Central in Montreal in a brand new 10-floor concrete and glass office tower. Its workforce grew substantially, peaking at an all-time of 5,874 employees in 1992. In 1990, Solio and five co-ops in the dairy sector formed Groupe Lactel, which at the time of its founding was responsible for 25% of Quebec's dairy processing. Meanwhile, Agropur joined forces with Purdel to form Natrel Inc. Consolidation was also happening in the meat industry. Solio signed an agreement in principle with Groupe Olympia in 1991 to form a limited partnership under the name Olimel. By 1995, Olimel was Canada's top exporter of pork. Mergers and acquisitions abounded in the world of poultry as well. In 1993, Solio's poultry division became known as Aliment Flamingo, and it counted the Saint-Hubert Rotisserie chicken chain among its customers. During this time, Solio also wanted to give farmers access to the latest agricultural knowledge and decided to establish Technochamp, the largest private crop production research farm in Quebec. The goal was to develop new seed varieties and crop management practices that were specifically suited to agricultural conditions in Quebec. This crop production research first began in Sainte-Martine in 1979. In 1977, Solio dipped its toe into a new area of activity, opening its first hardware distribution center in Trois-Rivières. Over some 20 years, its sales soared from $18.5 million to nearly $100 million.